The weekend breakdown in the COVID tracing system, the pandemic-related shortage of widgets in cans of Guinness, and Donald Trump's Irish bank account are some of the stories which you'll find covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times, Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish Sun all lead with the temporary suspension over the weekend of the contact tracing system. The Independent leads with the line that between 10 and 15,000 people may have been exposed to COVID-19 after people who tested positive were asked to alert people they'd been in contact with that they may have been exposed to the virus. The Examiner, meanwhile, puts the number of people potentially affected at 25,000. The lead editorial in today's Independent is highly critical of how the situation was handled. Government laxity is a slap in the face to the public, is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages, under the headline Off With Its Head, the Irish Daily Mirror leads with the pandemic-related shortage of floating widgets, which helped to form a creamy head on cans of Guinness, which first came to light on yesterday's Liveline. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that a convicted Irish drug trafficker has been arrested in Spain. For its lead story, the Irish Farmers Journal reports that scientists in Northern Ireland have defended the move to change the system for slurry spreading following a call from Agriculture Minister Edwin Poots for a more flexible regime. Mr. Poots also features in the lead story in the Irish News following a statement he made yesterday claiming that Sinn Féin sought to twist and distort comments he made in which he said that coronavirus cases in Catholic areas outnumbered cases in Protestant areas by 6-1. Queues outside A&E at Alt na Gealmhain Hospital in Derry generate the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Patients queue in the rain for A&E is the headline there. The Independent reports on its front page on a story carried in the New York Times about bank accounts which US President Donald Trump maintains in Ireland, China and Britain. The accounts don't show up on his list of public financial disclosures, however, because they're held under corporate names. Former President Mary McAleese is quoted on the front of the Times calling for a revision of Catholic teaching on homosexuality following comments made by Pope Francis in support of same-sex civil unions. The Examiner has a front-page story about a finding from the Data Protection Commissioner that the prison service is illegally compelling prison officers to provide thumbprints to operate security systems. All of today's papers report on what the loss of fungi is likely to mean to Dingle. Writing in today's Independent, Ralph Regal quotes Kevin Flannery of Ocean World, who says that one possible explanation could be that fungi has gone to find his girlfriend, who he's thought to have fathered a calf with about a decade ago, but who left the area to find somewhere quieter when she was pregnant. Back in the front of the Times, there's a montage there of pictures of business owners who closed their doors yesterday for the next 6 weeks, including Lisa Eccles of Zinc Hairdressers in Kilmainham in Dublin, who were told worked until midnight last night. And the Examiner, meanwhile, runs with the front page picture of Christel Stansfeld of Pinocchio's Toy Shop in Cork. And finally, David Curran from Knocknacara in Galway has written a letter to today's Times. He's made a list and it's all about the number, which is on everyone's lips this morning. So here goes. Read 6 books, lose 6 kilos, perfect 6 new dishes, swim in the sea 6 times, try 6 new yoga poses, raise €600 for charity, aim for 6 booze-free weekends and reconnect with 6 distant friends.